Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama's Yod Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yod Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, Rav Adam. So says the Gemara, we had the Levi ask Rebbe a question, that why doesn't our Mishnah speak about the Erev of Ima Luchair is also able to fall to Yibam. Ima Nusas Aviv, if let's say Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel, and they had a child, Shimon, and Reuven went ahead, who's another child of Yaakov, not from Rachel. Reuven went ahead and he married Rachel. It's Anusas Aviv. Noise Adam Anusas Aviv. A person's allowed to marry his father's Anusa. And then Reuven dies without having any children. So now you have Rachel, who's Shimon's mother, falling to him to Yibam. So that's a case of Imai falling to Yibam. It is possible. And she'll be Pater, of course. She'll Pater the Tzara. But you have a case, the Erev of Imai is able to fall to Yibam. So why didn't our Mishnah say it? So we had before the first version of what Rebbe said back to Levi, is that, well, he clearly didn't like Levi's question. He called him a hollow head. And the first version as to why he did that was because, being that this case is Tali and Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda holds the person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. So therefore, our Mishnah is not discussing cases that are Tali and Machlaikis. That's why our Mishnah didn't say it. Rav Ada Bar Karchina Kameda Rav Kahana Amar Mishmeda Ravam. He said in the name of Rava, a different Torah, it's a different version with regards to what Rebbe didn't like about Levi's question. That the reason why Rebbe didn't like Levi's question is because Rebbe holds of the klal of the Braisa that Reb Chiya taught. The klal of the Braisa Reb Chiya taught is that you could have about, in any of the rais mentioned in our Mishnah, you could plug them in and have two sisters who are falling to Yibam. One of them's aser to Levi, the other one's aser to Yehuda, but each one's mutter to the other. The first one's mutter to Yehuda, and the second one's mutter to Levi. And mamela, each one will be allowed to do Yibam, even though normally when two sisters fall to Yibam, so they're both not allowed to do Yibam, because it's achay zikukasai. But you could have a case where it's two sisters falling to Yibam, but asur lezem, utaris lezem, asur lezem, utaris lezem, and mamela, you could have two sisters that both of them could do, Yibam. So being that, says Rava, that being that Rebbe held of that klal, that you have to be able to read all the arayas mentioned in our Mishnah into that klal. So therefore, v'achi ka'amarle, this is what Rebbe was telling Levi, that ima anusas aviv b'chada mishkachasla b'tarti loika mishkachasla. That if you want to plug in the erva of ima anusas aviv into that klal, so you can only go halfway, it won't fit into both parts of the klal, because iyakayv shteyachayis anas, if you want to fit it into the fact that there are two sisters falling to Yibam, so the case will have to be Yaakov was ma'anis two sisters. He was ma'anis Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Leah are sisters. Rachel had a child Levi, Leah had a child Yehuda. And then Reuven and Shimon went ahead and married Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon died without having any children. So now you have Rachel and Leah, who are both sisters, falling to Yibam to Levi and Yehuda. But so it's true, you'll have a chaysa sheyavimta mishkachasla, but asur lezem utar zazan loy mishkachasla. But you're not going to have it that each one is mutter to a different to the other one. Meaning Rachel, who's Levi's mother, is also asur to Yehuda because she's Leah's sister. She's achis imai, and Leah is asur to Levi and Yehuda as well. She's only Yehuda's mother, but she's also to Levi because she's Achis Imai, she's Rachel's sister. So you can have a two sisters falling to Yibam, but you're not going to have a Asur Lezem Utaris Lezem. V'ishtei Nachriyos Anas, and if Rachel and Leah were not related, they were two strangers, and that's who Yaakov was Ma'anis, so then fine, you'll have a Asur Lezem Utaris Lezem Mishkachasla. You'll have it that when Reuven and Shimon marry them and die, so now Rachel, who's Levi's mother, will be mutter to Yehuda, and Leah, who's Yehuda's mother, will be mutter to Levi. It's true, you'll have Asur Lezem Utaris Lezem, but Achaisa Sheyavimta Loi Mishkachasla, but they're not sisters now in this case. So you're not going to have that klal fitting into the erva of Imay Anusas Aviv. So being that it doesn't fit into the klal, that's why the Mishnah didn't teach it. Rav Ashi Amar, our third version as to why Rebbe didn't like Levi's question, is the Ilam Lesley L'Rabbi Hani Klali, really he doesn't hold to this klal, so it doesn't have to fit into the klal. And he holds that really our Mishnah could be talking about cases of Machlaikas, and if so, so then the question is, then what's wrong with our Mishnah teaching the case of Imay Anusas Aviv? If he doesn't hold to the klal anyways, and he holds that our Mishnah could teach cases of Machlaikas, so why didn't Rebbe appreciate Levi's question that the Mishnah should have spoken about the erva of Imay Anusas Aviv? Why did he call him a hollow head? So says the Gemara, this is what Rebbe was telling Levi, that my time will diakta Masnisen. How could you ask such a question? Why weren't you medayik from our Mishnah? The Masnisen Rabbi Yehuda he the aser banus hasaviv that our Mishnah it's true not because our Mishnah is not talking about cases of machlekas, but our Mishnah is the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda lishitasoi holds that nus hasaviv is aser. So you can't have a case of ima nus hasaviv falling to Yibam because Reuven was never allowed to marry her. Reuven's not allowed to marry Rachel. If Yaakov was ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon, Reuven's not allowed to marry Rachel. It's a nus hasaviv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person's aser to nus hasaviv. The katani sheisha, and so therefore that's what Rabbi was telling Levi that you should have been medayik that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and Mamela. There's no makom to ask such a shaila that the Mishnah should have spoken about a case of ima nus hasaviv. Now where is the medayik that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? The katani because it says in the next Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph it says that besides these 15 arayas of Shimon that they're passable. It is possible for Reuven to marry them, and then they'll fall to Yibam to Shimon and their pater. There are sheish arayos chamuris meilu. Shimon has six arayos that are even more chamer than these 15. Bibnei shein nesuais la'achirim, and they're only able to marry others. They can marry someone like Baruch, who's not related to Shimon, but they'll never be able to marry Shimon's brother. They'll never be able to marry Reuven, and therefore tzareisehim mutareis. Their tzareis will be mutter because it will be a tzare shaloi b'makoy mitzvah. Now, what are these six that will never be able to marry Reuven? So amongst the six is Imai, Ve'eshes Aviv, Ve'achis Aviv, is Shimon's mother, Shimon's father's wife, Shimon's father's sister. In all these cases, being that Reuven and Shimon share the same father, so they'll always be aser to Reuven also. And the Mamel, they can never fall to Yibam. Now, my Imai, what's this case of Imai? Ilema Nesuas Aviv, that let's say Shimon's mother is Rachel. If we're talking about a case where Yaakov was married to Rachel, so then Hainu Eshes Aviv. That's the second case mentioned by the Mishnah. So it can't be that Imai is referring to Eshes Aviv. El Lavanus Aviv. We're discussing a case where Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a child. And what does the Mishnah say? The Katani Bibnei Shehein Nesuai La'Acherim. It says about these six that all of them, they could only marry strangers. They could marry other people. La'Acherim and La'Achin Lai. But they can't marry Shimon's brother. They can never marry Reuven. Now Man Shamasli Disli'ai Svara. Who's the one who holds that Reuven's not allowed to marry Anus Aviv? It's Rabbi Yehuda Dasar. So that's what Rabbi was saying to Levi, that's why our Mishnah doesn't teach Imai Anus HaSaviv, is because our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's aser for Reuven to marry Anus HaSaviv. However, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, but Rabbi Yehuda nami mishkachasla. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Reuven's not allowed to marry Anus HaSaviv, you could still have a case of Imai Anus HaSaviv falling to Yibam. De'i avar v'nasiv. Let's say Reuven was over. It's a laisa say. Lamaisa, the Kedushin is chal. The Kedushin is typhus. So let's say Reuven was over. He wasn't supposed to. He wasn't allowed to. He didn't iser. Ain't a chanami. But Lamaisa, he married Rachel Anus HaSaviv. And now Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel, who's Shimon's mother, falls to Yibam to him. And of course, she'll be pater, she'll pater the tzara. But you do have a case of Imai falling to Yibam. Imai Anus HaSaviv. Even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, who holds its aser for Reuven to marry her, Lamaisa, if he does, she now falls to Yibam. So says the Gemara, still, that's not good enough of a reason for the Mishnah to teach it, because the like a Tani. Our Mishnah doesn't want to talk about a case where Reuven did something wrong for marrying his wife. Okay, still, says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana, B'lai di'i nami mishkachasla. We can have a case of Imai Anus HaSaviv falling to Yibam even in a scenario where Reuven was allowed to be married to her. What's the case? Where Reuven was married to Rachel, and then Yaakov, Anas Kalasa, Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. He was Ma'anis Rachel, who was married to Reuven. V'haylin mimena ben, and they had a child together, they had Shimon. U'meis Reuven b'lai banim, and then Reuven dies without having any children. So v'nafula kamei bra. So now Rachel falls to her son. She falls to Shimon, to Yibam. And in this case, Reuven didn't do anything wrong. He was allowed to be married to her. After the fact, she became Anus HaSaviv. Because then Yaakov was Ma'anis her and had Shimon. So now if Reuven dies without having any children, Shimon's mother, Rachel, falls him to Yibam. Umigud I Asira, Tzara Sanami Asira. So the Mishnah should have taught that she's Aser. And Mamela, the Tzara, will also be Aser to perform Yibam. So why didn't our Mishnah say it? So says the Gemara, Amar Le, Rav Kahana said back that that it's true in this case Reuven didn't do the wrong thing, but Yaakov did the wrong thing. He was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. So it's still it involves a di'i. It involves someone doing something wrong. That's why our Mishnah didn't teach it.